Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 21st, The Leper's Prayer and His Cure. First Prelude. Imagine you see the leper before our Lord, and saying to him, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Second Prelude. Beg for the same feelings which the leper had when he made this prayer. Point 1. Prayer of the Leper. Consideration. It pleased our Divine Lord to confirm His wonderful and austere teaching by miracles. The first was the case of the leper. As soon as the poor man saw our Lord from afar, he was filled with hope, and fearless of a rebuff, as everyone else was, he came to him, says the evangelist, beseeching him, and kneeling down said to him, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Application. Let us try to profit by our reflection on the qualities of this leper's prayer. First, it was made with profound respect and deep humility. He fell down on his knees before Jesus and adored him as the ambassador and Son of God. Then he had an ardent faith in the omnipotence of Jesus. He firmly believed that our Lord could cure the leprosy if he so willed. He had an entire confidence in the goodness of Jesus, whose praises he had heard, and he had a perfect resignation. "Lord, if thou wilt, if it is pleasing to thee, thou canst cure me." If we made all our prayers with the same feelings, they would be always efficacious. Point 2. Cure of the Leper. Consideration. In this second point, let us bend our whole attention to the person of our divine model and Savior, Jesus Christ. How did he receive the leper? How did he answer his prayer? Though he was pressed upon by the crowd, he received him with great sweetness, without showing any impatience or disgust at the sight and smell of the leprosy. He listened gently to his prayer and wrought a miracle. Jesus, having compassion on him, says St. Mark, stretched forth his hand, and touching him, saith to him, "I will, be thou made clean." And when he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him. Application. This wonderful miracle greatly increased the faith of the multitude in the teaching of Jesus Christ, and it ought to be no less useful to us, especially when we compare our conduct with that of our Lord. Examine yourself. Ask yourself, when someone comes to beg a service from me at a busy moment, especially if his appearance and manner are disagreeable, how do I receive him and listen to him? Is it impatiently or crossly or even harshly, putting him off to another time? If it be thus, I am far from resembling my divine model, Jesus, whom I have resolved to imitate as closely as possible. See in what respect your conduct is in contrast with our Lord's, and try to correct it. Point 3. Gratitude of the Leper. Consideration. We can easily imagine what was the joy and gratitude of the leper so suddenly cured. But our Lord did not suffer him to express it before the witnesses of the miracle. "See thou tell no man, but go show thyself to the high priest, and offer for thy cleansing the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony to them." But the leper was so overcome with joy that he forgot our Lord's injunction, and began to publish and blaze abroad the word. Application. See how our Lord avoided rather than sought the praise and applause of men, so that God only might receive the glory. Do we not do the exact contrary? Let us learn also, like the leper, to show our gratitude to Jesus Christ, and to spread abroad as much as we can the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. Let us examine ourselves.